I would like to welcome you all in my presentation. Today, I will present my paper on effect of soil nitrogen rate on residual soil nitrogen, lint yield, and quality and economic analysis. I represent Texas Tech University. The Texas is a major cotton-producing state in the United States. In 2014, cotton was planted in 6.2 million acres, and Texas represent 56.3% of total U.S. urban cotton acreage, while Texas high plants alone represent 40% of total U.S. urban cotton. And this figure represents the Texas high plain where cotton acreage are concentrated. And nitrogen and irrigation are critical agricultural input for the cotton production. Variable rate nitrogen management based on soil nitrate test may save farmers nitrogen fertilizers as well as protect the groundwater quality. Both blanket and variable rate nitrogen resulted in a significant higher lint yield than in zero nitrogen plots. Irrigation and water, those which are the most critical and then are most limited resources, influence both lint yield and then fiber quality. So United States is the world's largest cotton exporter, so emphasis should be given for the high quality fiber demanded by the international market, not only in the quantity. So looking at this figure, the red line represents the US average nitrogen use per acre, pound per acre, while blue line represents the nitrogen use pound per acre in the Texas. So looking at this graph, we got like rising trend from mid of 1960s to mid of 1990s, and then we got decreasing trend of nitrogen use in the United States as well as Texas. The objective is like examining the effect of water and nitrogen use on the lint yield and the quality. Experimental design, here is the detail of experimental plot layout, and we use like 5 treatments, 0 nitrogen, 50 nitrogen, and 150 and 200 pound per acre nitrogen, and replicated 5 times. And methodology is model specification, lint production model. We use lint as the function of total nitrogen, pre-planting water, post-planting water, and interaction of all those variables. And we use binary logistic model to identify the factor affecting the lint microlinear quality. If the microlinear units varies from 3.5 to 4.9, it is considered as the premium quality. So if the microlinear value is of premium quality, it is 0, it is 1, otherwise 0. Here's the results, summary statistics of the variable used, apply nitrogen, that means the treatment, and another is the residual nitrogen, which is in the form of nitrate. Total nitrogen is the applied nitrogen plus residual nitrogen. Pre-planting water is pre-planting rainfall and pre-planting irrigation. Post-planting water is the post-planting rainfall and post-planting irrigation. Yield is the lint yield, and the microlinear is the measure of fiber fineness and the maturity. Planting date is I used as a dummy, if early planting 1, 0 otherwise. And here is the effect of nitrogen application rate on the cotton lint yield. The research was conducted at the Hale County, Texas. from 2009 to 2012. So we can see there is a linear relationship between nitrogen use and lint yield in all year. And this figure represents the effect of nitrogen application rate on the cotton lint micronear, and there is a negative relationship between nitrogen use and lint micronear as the nitrogen use increases and the lint micronear value goes down. So we got premium quality micronear in zero nitrogen, 0 pound per acre nitrogen, 50 pound per acre nitrogen, as well as in the 100 pound per acre nitrogen. So the 0, 50 and 100 pound per acre nitrogen can be considered as the good quality micronear production. So looking at this figure, this represents the effect of nitrogen application on residual nitrogen value. As the nitrogen application increases, the residual nitrogen on the following year will be increases. This table represents the parameter estimates for the lint model. Here we got all those variables are significant, and then post-planting water may have negative impact on the lint model because the post-planting water may influence more vegetable production, and so this post-planting water may not translate into the yield, so which may be translate into the vegetable production as well as interaction of the total nitrogen and water, as well as pre-water and the post-water may have negative impact on lint production. So you can see the observed value and predicted value are well fitted, and here a residual analysis of lint model. Observed value and predicted value are well fitted around zero, between -600 to +600. And this one is the result of binary logistic model. So here also we got similar kind of result. Post planting water may have negative impact on the micronear value. As the post planting water increases, the micronear value goes down, which is not desirable. Similarly, applied nitrogen may have negative effect on micronear value, and then other variable have the positive effect on the micronear value. Conclusion: higher rate of applied nitrogen resulted in the higher residual nitrogen for the following season. Higher rate of applied nitrogen resulted in the higher lint yield, but there is a trade-off between lint yield and the micronear value with respect to nitrogen use. So marginal effect of nitrogen is less than the marginal impact of irrigation, and post-planting irrigation and the rainfall may have negative impact on the lint yield. Post-planting water and the delayed planting adversely affected the micronear's premium quality. Thank you.
Question over here.
Because, as Mickey said, it's late in the afternoon, my brain in third year. So, do you glean from that the cookbook best level of how much nitrogen is going to require?
100? 100, yeah.
For that trade off between.
Between.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is a preliminary research report, because I need to translate that micronear quality into a price, and then micronear lint yield into the price, marginal value, and then cost, and then I need to translate that marginal value product, and then yeah, it's like a preliminary report.
How much yield difference is there between, for the 100 pounds versus the 100 pounds at hand versus the higher value?
That's the
yield. So 1,000 pounds versus 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you've got is you've got somewhere between 50 and 100 pounds of yield differential for 2 cents a pound of premium loss. So it's going to take quite a bit of premium loss to offset the yield
difference. Agronomists would say you've got to do deep soil sampling to find out you've got all the nitrogen down there.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've had this discussion with Don Edwards.
This presentation wins in the interaction.